In 1992, a railroad tanker spill in the town of Superior caused a huge toxic cloud that forced about 50,000 people to evacuate the Duluth Superior area. It remains the largest evacuation from a chemical spill in the country's history. From that, a court settlement set up a $500,000 trust fund for people who might develop medical problems over the next two decades. Well, it's been 21 years, and that trust fund has more than doubled in size. The Burlington Northern Trust Fund is now worth $1.1 million. Toby Markovich was the lead attorney in the case.
The money that we raised was to compensate people in the communities who had suffered some harm. And after they were all fully compensated, the fact that we had money left over, I felt that money belonged in the communities where the damage had been done.
So that leaves the $1.1 million. Markovich says the court ordered the fund to be split three ways between the Duluth Superior Community Foundation, the UW Superior Foundation, and the WITC Foundation.
These three entities seem to be the most community-wide organizations that could benefit the most people.
Duluth Superior Community Foundation Director Holly Sampson says the nonprofits shouldn't start spending the money yet. That amount could change.
We never know. You know what I mean? We don't know what will occur between now and July 15, 2014.
The foundations award grants to other nonprofit groups and help cover student tuition. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.